the sermon here that we're very much blessed to be able to be that have that kind of a communication all the way from Puerto Rico to wherever you are. And so we look forward to that. We thank God for that very, very much and appreciate that avenue that he's given us to travel. So with that, Mr. Martinez, I'm going to ask you to take over the microphone and deliver the message here for us today that we're looking forward to. Mr. Martinez.
Thank you, Mr. Russell. Good afternoon, brethren, and I hope everyone is having a great and restful Sabbath so far. I know we are here in Puerto Rico, and pray you are too. Our weather here in Puerto Rico this week has been very, very warm. As Mr. Russell mentioned, today's heat index is between 102 and 107, so it is warmer than usual for this time of year, but not surprising with all the humidity. So we rarely had any rain this week, but we're making do, so we're definitely blessed to be able to have some sunshine. Brother, let's begin today's sermon in the book of 2 Timothy, chapter 4. 2 Timothy, chapter 4. Beginning in verse 5 through verse 8. Reading out of the King James Version. It says, "But watch thou in all things, endure afflictions, do the work of an evangelist, make full proof of thy ministry. For I am now ready to be offered, and the time of my departure is at hand. I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. Henceforth, there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day, and not to me only, but unto all them also that love his appearing." Well, brethren, as you may remember from my previous sermon last month, I talked about confidence is our strength to endure any and all afflictions that are thrown in our path as God's called people every single day. In fact, when I was putting my last sermon together, I mentioned I will be talking about a second topic very closely associated with confidence as our strength in our daily lives. In fact, the title of this sermon is a continuation of my previous one, and the title is taken from verse 7, that we just read in 2 Timothy chapter 4. Finish the course. Finish the course. Throughout this sermon, we will look at the importance of needing to keep in mind how crucial it is for us today, more than ever, keep our eyes on the prize, and that is to reach God's kingdom, even when faced with the greatest of challenges, tests, and tribulations on our time here on this earth. Because we are faced with impending threats of mankind, and we will discuss some of them shortly, we need to understand the importance of needing to have what it takes as Christians to finish the course God has set out for us to do. Now, by no means is this course set to be easy, because if not, any person can do it. But But it is not impossible, because we know that nothing is impossible for God and His Son, Jesus the Christ. Therefore, in order to fully comprehend how we are to finish the course, we need to look at three specific areas throughout the sermon that deal with how to finish the course. First, we will look at how we need to finish the course without blemish and remove sin from our lives. Secondly, we will look at the example Christ set before us when finishing the course. Finally, we will look at finishing the course with our faith centered around God and Christ at the core of our lives. Brethren, let's first look at some background information with the word finish. According to Webster's Dictionary, the word finish has four meanings. One, something that completes or perfects. Two, final stage, end. Three, the result or product of finishing, of a finishing process. Four, the quality or state of being perfected. Also, the word finish has two different meanings using the Strong's Concordance. One, Strong's Concordance 1615 from the Greek word ekateo, which is spelled E-K-T-E-L-E-O, meaning to complete fully. And secondly, Strong's Concordance 3319 from the Hebrew word yetsa, which is spelled Y-E-T-S-A, meaning to bring out, finish. Brethren, we see today in our society, more than ever, the incredible amount of uncertainty that people are living, not just in the United States, but all over the world. The coronavirus has developed the most uncertainty when it comes to the economies of the nations across the globe. The workforce, the food supply, the hygiene products, supply and demand with all products with retailers and manufacturers, the airline industry, and pretty much any and all aspects that can be thought of just by this one virus. I ask you a question, brethren. If this is the world today with one pestilence through a virus, how is the world going to react when end time events happen with multiple situations happening simultaneously, as we have previously read in Scripture through our previous sermons and our own Bible study? Brethren, nations across the globe were completely shut down, from airports to shopping malls, barbershops, hair salons, sporting events, sports venues, outdoor activity, and even walking in the park at some point was against the law. I can only imagine what the world would go to if multiple threats from diseases, famine, plagues, or even wars could do to a country and its people. However, brethren, we need to be mindful of what is going on around our surroundings, and we must pay close attention to the end time events that are happening now and will happen in the future, because our faith and salvation will depend mainly on how we react to what happens around the world. God is observing us. He is watching us, and He is paying close attention to what happens in our lives. Because where our heart is, where our mind is, and where our faith is, and where our faith is placed, excuse me, determines a lot of the outcome that comes our way throughout these troubling times. In fact, I believe now, more than ever, it is important to stay the current course with what life throws our way, and we must know how to finish the course if we are to prevail in times like these. Remember, life is easy when nothing happens to us that is of major significance. But a true Christian character is forged when times like these are present in our lives, and how we conduct ourselves is important throughout these incredible challenges. Let's look at the first aspect of finishing the course for today, brethren. And that is to finish the course without blemish or sin. Now, none of us are perfect in this lifetime, especially with a human nature which we are born with. However, our conduct in our daily lives represents an important part of finishing the course, brethren, because we cannot simply let our guard down just because everything around us is crumbling down. Turmoil around the globe, as we see today, and an uncertainty facing nations today, are not an excuse to just go by and do what the world is doing and think, well, the world is coming to an end anyway. I'll just do what I want. No, brethren, that is not the mindset and mentality we must have throughout these times. In fact, the complete opposite must be done to have God's grace in our lives. Let's turn over to the book of James, chapter 1, verse 15. James, chapter 1, verse 15. It brings forth sin, and sin, when it is finished, brings forth death. Here, we read a compelling argument for why it is important for us today to be able to look at what sin brings in our lives, and what we need to do to avoid being part of that in our hearts and minds. Reading 1 John, chapter 3, verse 4. 1 John, chapter 3, verse 4, a very familiar verse to all of us. It says, whosoever committeth sin transgresseth the law also, for sin is the transgression of the law. As a result, we need to pay attention to the actions, words, and things we do each and every one of the days that we live in our lives, brethren. We cannot expect to finish the course if there is an abundance of transgression of the law in our lives. And we cannot please God and His Son, Jesus the Christ, if there continues to be this behavior in us. We must make sure to properly finish the course by not having any blemishes or sins in our lives. And that is by following the example Jesus Christ set for all of us, brethren. Let's turn to the book of John, chapter 4, verse 34. John chapter 4, verse 34. It says, Jesus said unto them, my meat, or in some Bibles, or food, is to do the will of Him that sent me, and to finish His work. Let's continue in the book of John, but this time, chapter 5, beginning in verse 36. Here, we will read of the time Jesus spoke to the Jews when they did not believe the words of Christ. John chapter 5. Verses 36 through 41. It says, but I have greater witness than that of John, for the works which the Father hath given me to finish, the same works that I do, bear witness of me, that the Father hath sent me. And the Father Himself, which has sent me, hath borne witness of me. Ye have neither heard His voice at any time, nor seen His shape. And ye have not His word abiding in you. For whom He hath sent, Him you believe not. Search the Scriptures. For in them you think you have eternal life, and they are they which testify of me. And you will not come to me, that you might have life. I receive not honor from men. Brethren, these words, as we just read, as spoken from our Savior, Jesus Christ, are as true today in 2020 as they were back in the New Testament age. Christ alluded to how important it is, in His example to the Jews, the importance of having the fortitude to continue in God's work, even when all his example in these verses, and that is to understand how irrelevant the glory and honor of mankind was in comparison to God's honor and glory. Our Messiah did not waste time talking about this, and we should take and make a physical and mental note on this aspect, brethren, because we cannot be expected to finish the course if we are constantly thinking about what mankind thinks of what we are doing. We are to endure unto the end, regardless of the outcome brought forth by mankind, and follow the example Jesus Christ laid upon all of us, because there can be not glory and honor given to God if we have man's intentions in our hearts. We must continue to strive for the example set forth by Jesus Christ unto all of us, and continue in the work and faith he had, and implement that mentality and mindset in our lives. Finally, let's look at the third area for finishing the course, and that is to maintain our faith with God and Christ at the center of the core of our lives. Let's turn to the book of Hebrews, chapter 12, beginning in verse 1. Hebrews, chapter 12, beginning in verse 1 through verse 7. It says, "Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. For consider him that endured such contradiction of sinners against himself, lest ye be wearied and faint in your minds. You have not resisted unto blood, striving against sin, and you have forgotten the extortion which speaketh unto you as unto children. My son, despise not the chastening of the Lord, nor faint when thou art rebuked of him. For whom the Lord loveth, he chasteneth, and scourge every son whom he receiveth. If you endure chastening, God dealeth with you as with sons. For what son Son is he whom the Father chasteneth not. Brethren, these verses we just read convey an important and critical element towards us. These verses represent all of the negative things that happen in our lives, and how God is in control of every single situation we face. If we did not go through everything we are going through right now, brethren, we would not be characterized as chastened or disciplined. God's way of disciplining us is to forge our spiritual character. And God's discipline is instilled in us through the example of Jesus Christ as our author and finisher of our faith, as we just read in verse 2. We need to understand that the race set before us is not a straight line, brethren, like you would see in an indoor or outdoor track, to put an example. No, the course set before us has bumps, bruises, hills, potholes, cement, sand, obstacles, and sometimes the unknown. What do I mean by all of this? It means that the course set by God in our lives is not to be made easy. It is meant to be difficult. It is meant to be challenging. It is meant to be hard because we are God's set apart children, His spiritual Israel. We have to be tested day after day, often nonstop, because our inner self must have the same faith Christ had during His time on this earth. Now, we will not be without blemish or sinless like Jesus Christ was, but if we just follow in His example with our actions, we too can have the faith to finish the course as God expects us to. Let's turn back to the book of John, chapter 17, verses 1 through 4. John, chapter 17, verses 1 through 4. It says, "These words spake Jesus, and lifted up His eyes to heaven, and said, Father, the hour is come. Glorify Thy Son, that Thy Son also may glorify Thee, as Thou hast given Him power over all flesh, that He should give eternal life to as many as Thou hast given Him. and this is life eternal, that they might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent. I have glorified thee on the earth. I have finished the work which thou gavest me to do. Brethren, if we allow for God and Christ to be at the center of our lives, there can absolutely be nothing man can do that can affect us. Our center of attention, our core of our lives, needs to be God and Jesus Christ. And the faith brought forth by Christ during his time on this earth is a perfect example of what we need to strive for in order for us to finish the course God has set apart for us. The course is complex, difficult, and one filled with many different obstacles. However, when we read words in our Bible, such as the ones we just read, these words should be of encouragement, not of disappointment, or sadness, or anger. God chose us for a specific reason, and that is to do his will on this earth, and to make sure we are ready for whenever the time is for Christ's second return on this earth. The course set before us is one that begins at our calling, brethren, and it will not end until we have passed away from this physical world and entered into our rest, awaiting the resurrection from God at his appointed time. In the meantime, we have to face our fears, face our adversities, and face our enemies with mankind, knowing full well that anything that gets thrown in our direction will be taken care of by God and his Son, Jesus the Christ, at his side. We are to endure unto the end, no matter the cost, no matter who is with us, no matter who is left with us. We are all expected to finish the course the same way, with our heads held high, knowing full well that God is in absolute control of everything. And if we let him guide us, we will be able to overcome any and every obstacle thrown our way. Our faith in God and Jesus Christ sets us apart from anything mankind does in our lives. And that is why our calling is so unique, brethren. We are entrusted by God and his Son, Jesus the Christ, to carry out the very words spoken happening on this earth with one pandemic is just the beginning. But we will overcome everything that comes our way. Our spiritual character cannot be forged just by having everything in life going great with no problems, no trials, no tribulation, or worldview problems. No. It must be forged through test after test, day by day, and year by year, because the course set before us is a lifelong course until the time of the return of Jesus Christ to this earth to fulfill the prophecy God has planned out for mankind's salvation. We need to be focused, alert to what is going on around our surroundings, and prepared for anything that might come our way. The course before us is long, often treacherous due to the circumstances that happen in our life. But we cannot be discouraged because our reward is great, brethren. Let's maintain our faith and finish the course. Let's conclude today in the book of 1 Chronicles. Chapter 28, verse 20. Here we will read about David's words to Solomon when talking about what God had shown David. 1 Chronicles, chapter 28, reading now verse 20. It says, "And David said to Solomon his son, be strong and of good courage, and do it. Fear not, nor be dismayed, for the Lord God, even my God, will be with thee. He will not fail thee, nor forsake thee, until thou hast finished all the work for the service of the house of the Lord." That does conclude my message for today. I will turn